episode 91 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. Welcome aboard. I am FlameFlash. Write to me. Podcast at FlameFlash.net. Or find me over on Raptor, where I am filling the Raptor report. Hey, segues. Ratchet and Clank all 4-1. Well, we got past the freeze-up issue by reinstalling, just as Sony recommended. So good job, Sony. And played a little more into another level with just the 4-year-old. Is that how old he is? It's starting to blur. He's getting too talkative. He's not baby anymore. He's not toddler. He's little boy. And he likes Ratchet and Clank all for one. He's a fan of Ratchet. It's really neat. The oldest would run around beating Super Mario Sunshine on the GameCube. And here, the youngest son is running around beating levels on Ratchet and Clank. Pretty cool. Retro City Rampage saw a little love. It's a quick pick it up and forget about it game. So much so that it's hard to go back to unless you really have it in front of you, like I currently do. It's on my main Vita card, memory card. PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale shows up last weekend. Successfully won one of my matches with the IGN All-Stars League Conference. I'm in Conference 10 and held my own. I enjoyed it. Still enjoying it. Get this game. The price just keeps dropping. At Walmart, for instance, I think it's now down to $40. I found it for $50 at the time. The brand new price was $60. You're getting a portable game and the PS3 version. As long as you have a Vita. If you don't have a Vita, it's not worth it to you. But it's one of those system selling games for me, for the Vita. So give it a shot. Download the demo. Try it. Magic the Gathering 2012. Went and played some casual Magic. Gatecrash came out since last podcast. Gatecrash is the next expansion to Magic the Gathering card deck play. And it's pretty cool. Adds more guilds, more options. It doesn't really expand a lot on my current decks, which is unfortunate, but there's one favorite deck style that might just be brought to life, and that's having all these minions. Sims 3 shows up. I think I played more. Well, I'm pretty sure I played more. It says 5 hours. Holy crap. But the PlayStation wasn't riveting or what overly memorable this time around. I think I did some of my older neighborhoods that I hadn't visited yet and did some retooling there. You know, putting in, say, the Supernatural neighborhood items, the Seasons neighborhood items. So I haven't visited a few of my neighborhoods for long enough that I needed to. And finally, World of Warcraft. Just tonight, I finally got honored with the Golden Lotus and finally got to do some new quests. It's about time. About time. Once Golden Lotus hits revered, I am definitely buying one of those items to let me rep up faster, just because Golden Lotus is taking forever, and I don't know why. Well, I do know why. The dailies don't give that much rep. Unlike the anglers, which I should have tomorrow if I actually log in. Pretty cool. News-wise, Warlock players, go read WoW Insider's Blood Pact column. Just go do that. Pause. Go. Go. Bookmark it. Now that you're back. And save it for 5.2. Green Fire is among us. In the entertainment area, the Super Bowl was this last weekend, and I posted my four favorite Super Bowl commercials in relation to that. You can visit flameflash.net to see all of them at this point, all four. So I'm not going to go through all of them very heavily. No need. Get the show notes if you're unsure of exactly where to go or what order to view them in. In other gaming related bits, we're getting Stargate, another Stargate. Pretty cool. But not so cool, it's only for tablet and, well, tablet at this moment. Stargate Unleashed. Trailer looks neat. We're going back to the original cast, it looks like. Just have to wait and see on this one. It's episodic, I'm not sure I'm willing to shell out the real money. We'll wait and see. Also in gaming, Mr. Cat is to replace the iron in Monopoly. I think they should have just added Mr. Cat. Why worry about re getting rid of the iron? I don't get it. One thing that I find funny is that if Monopoly didn't change its stripes regularly, we'd still be using that very original version, probably. Or at least some people would be. Finally, gaming-wise, the Vita's version of Ratchet and Clank Full Frontal Assault has been delayed to spring. In anticipating a peace offering, we'll see. Oh, a peace offering. It's definitely starting to get late. It's going to be Ratchet and another Ratchet and Clank dedicated? Now I can't remember the darn title, but we'll get another Ratchet and Clank game thanks to this wait. Personally, I'd like to have the have the game now. But they're holding back for quality. I'm okay with that. So, some of you may be aware, some of you may not be, if you just skimmed lightly through some past show notes or didn't completely secure everything. You saw it already. Well, Applebee's, a pastor wrote on a 18% automatic gratuity check, "I already give 10% to God." He did the pastor did the math and only authorized paying the base cost minus that 18%. Well, a coworker decided to get a little angry about this, snapped a picture, posted it online. It eventually snowballed to where Applebee's is in its current state. Well, since then, they have decided to, argue with people on their own Facebook account. It's rather pathetic. Hopefully they get everything sorted out pretty soon. Well, last but not least, the Postal Service is going to be stopping the letter magazine delivery of Saturdays, starting in August. So you have some time to prepare. But another era comes to an end. It's a shame. It's understandable why they're doing it, based on the economics, for instance, of the gate itself. That's that. Nine more until we hit 100, too, for flameflash.net. Pretty awesome. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for sticking with it. And raptr.com/flameflash, and you can find me there. All my other gaming personas that are. All right. Going for sure this time before I fully head desk. I'm Flame Flash, signing off.